Hey, welcome back everybody to the Camera Shack. This is episode 4. Today we're going to be talking about an event I went to and helped at called Hamvention. This was for Hamvention 2022. I was one of the people who helped run the live stream for the event, and I also went around and took lots of photos, a couple videos here and there. So I just wanted to kind of talk about the event, talk about my experience and stuff like that. So if you're not familiar with Hamvention, it is a very big amateur radio convention. Basically, a whole bunch of people who are into ham radio all come together at this event. It's one of the largest in the world, and they have it at the Green County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio, near Dayton. So for this year, they had close to 500 indoor exhibits and over 2,500 outdoor exhibits. They also have a little booth, a huge area for like a flea market, so anyone can buy, sell, trade their ham radio gear and stuff like that. So I guess I'll just start off by kind of explaining what it was kind of like there. So I got there, I think, probably 8 a.m. if I remember correctly. And, you know, super early in the morning. And the live streams, the talks start at 9:15. So we had to have the live stream up and running by 9. So I got there, I think, about 8 o'clock. So how it worked was there's three large halls, and each one of those halls is filled with vendors. So you can imagine you go in there and they're like official shop vendors selling like, you know, official gear, you know, sometimes it's like AWRL, etc. And across from that then is another hall that's split into two, and on the left side is a big area of, you know, tons of chairs, probably enough for 100-200 people, and a stage, and that's where one of the forums was held. And on the other side of that building, it's just split down the middle, is another stage with probably another 100-200 chairs, and that's where we had the second forum. There's a much smaller building right behind it, and it probably held closer to 50 people, and that was where we had the third place for speakers. And then there was a place a little further away, and it was probably about 50 people. So we had four places total where talks could be given at any one time. And then there was probably, I think, two or three smaller halls that were just more booths for, not necessarily people selling things, but just if they had like things they were advertising, you know, or they wanted to have some kind of presence there. So for the live streaming, our goal was to try to live stream three of the talks at any given time. So there's four total. We wanted to live stream at least three of them. So in the past, what we normally do is just record one talk at a time. So, you know, if it was 9:15, we'd pick one of the talks, room three, and we record that talk. Then once it was over, we'd say, okay, what's the next stop? We want to go and record. We go there and record that. So we just had one camera recording one talk at a time. And this year we wanted to try to expand a little bit, have three talks, and instead of just recording it, also live streaming. I guess, you know, a little ambitious, one might say. So in order to do it, we had little wireless Sony lapels for the audio, so we could transmit the audio back and forth. And we had each one plugged into a laptop. Well, the lapels were plugged into the camera, but We had the cameras were plugged into a laptop, so we ended up with three different cameras, each with varying video quality. This was not the greatest setup in the world. We're using my G85 to live stream one room. We're using Dan's, oh man, I don't even know what it is. This is like a small camcorder. And we're using someone else's small camcorder. Both of those camcorders are probably about 720p. I think one was 1080p and one was 720p. And so, you know, not the greatest record quality. If you don't know, the G85, it's a Panasonic G85, and it records in 1080p in this case. We were live streaming in 1080p. So, not the greatest one, but, you know, it's just what we had to do. Basically, had no budget this time around, so we had to kind of just wing it with what we had. So we had each camera had HDMI out, and we plugged that into a cam link, like a little cam link that takes HDMI in and turns into the USB. And then we had a laptop for each station then that had OBS running. So OBS would take the input, the HDMI input from the camera, and also the microphone from the camera. We could see on OBS, and then we could take that and we would live stream it to YouTube. So we had three YouTube live streams going at the same time, one for each room. Did things go as expected? Absolutely not. The live streams basically were a hot mess, and there was a few issues. The biggest by far being that we tested the network the day before, and we had it set up so each camera would use 4 megabits bit rate. OBS would use 4 megabit rate to stream it, and it worked great. But turned out, I guess something went awry the next day. Plus, everyone had shown up, so there was lots of Wi-Fi networks and stuff. So lots of signals, I should say, not Wi-Fi networks, lots of signals, and so this made the performance be greatly hindered. So we were probably getting between, like, true bandwidth between 800 and probably 2500 megabits per second. So that was causing the streams to be, you know, kind of laggy, kind of choppy. So we eventually had to turn it down to 2000 megabits per second for each stream, and that seemed to help it quite a bit. It wasn't like perfect, but helped it quite a bit. Another issue was that in one of the rooms, room one, there was a cable that I guess had an issue, and so it was causing an immense amount of buzzing noise, and that probably took half a day, just 3/4 a day to get that fixed. So there was a lot of compression in the audio trying to remove that buzzing, and that made the audio not sound that great. Room 2 didn't have the buzzing, but it did have a huge air conditioner that was being picked up by the mics, which is great. So that caused a huge amount of noise. The speaker on the stage, I think one of the speakers even said, like, I can't hear any of the questions coming from the audience because the air conditioner around me is so loud. So it was very loud. And then room 3, because the room was a lot smaller, we had quite a few speakers. What would happen would be, there'd be like a forum, so it'd be like three or four speakers at once, kind of like they'd just be like just like talking back and forth, maybe giving their experience, stuff like that. And because the room was a lot smaller, they're like, oh well, I can just yell at the audience, they'll be able to hear me just fine, I don't need to use the microphone. And it's like, come on, man. So because of that, basically you can't hear them at all on the audio, because the audio is, you know, hooked into microphones, and if they're not using the microphone, we can't hear them. Or like they barely are like coming up at all, like basically not able to hear them. So that's really frustrating. So there's lots of issues with the live stream on that front. But luckily all the recordings came out okay for room one and room two. Room three recording did not turn out that great. But because we recorded, we didn't use OBS record. We recorded just straight onto the camera. And that seemed to significantly be a great idea. Because basically all room one, all room two were all, the audio sounded just fine. For the most part, we could clean it up and resolve. The video looked fine for the most part. So that's kind of how the recording of the live streaming, the recording of the Warm Kind went. We're really hoping to do it very differently next year. So instead of doing it where we kind of have a camera in that sense, what we'd like to do instead is rent 3 or 4 pan tilt zoom cameras. Because hopefully now we'll actually have a little bit of a budget for next year. So we run to rent 3 or 4 pan tilt zoom cameras and have them be RMTP. And so have them sit near the projector and have it pointed at the speaker or speakers. And that way we can just have them hardwired in through Ethernet. Don't have to worry about the Wi-Fi. We can have one person just kind of sit wherever, and they can have a little board that is connected to all the pan tilt zoom cameras, and then they can control them as they see fit. Maybe if they're walking back and forth or zooming in and out or whatever. And what we want to do is for each room already has, well, some of the rooms have one projector, but some of the two main rooms, room one, room two, both had a four-way HDMI split for the projectors. They had two projectors. And what we want to do is, at the very least for room one, room two, basically get some kind of, maybe some of that Blackmagic cells, where it basically takes that input from the computer and turns it from the splitter, from HDMI, into either RMTP or something similar, so that we can have both the image from the computer and in the corner the video of the presenter of them talking. So that way people can easily see the slides, you know, if there's a presentation, and easily see the presenter if they like to see the presenter as well. Because right now, the way we did it this year, due to all these kind of constraints and stuff like that, you know, you're either seeing the slides or you're seeing the presenter or you're seeing both, but it's kind of hard to see one or the other. Or if you are even seeing the slides, it might be a little difficult to see the slides because it might be washed out, etc. So we really want to do that for next year, so that way we can provide a better experience for viewing the slides. We can't just... One of the things that we thought of was just like screen sharing on the laptop, but we can't really do that because sometimes the presenters may bring their own laptop, or there's something wrong with that laptop for the moment and they need to switch their laptop or something like that, 'cause that happened at least one or two times. And in that event, we would no longer be able to have any data coming from that laptop. So we would like to have it come just from the HDMI splitter. That way, you know, there's no need to worry about who's using what laptop. So that's kind of that portion of it. So overall, it went better than expected, but not as great as we hoped. So... If you haven't already, you should check me out on Instagram at @TheLoganR. I've been
posting a lot of great photos on there recently, and I would love it if you could check it out, like a few photos, and follow me. Thanks.
I just wanted to give a quick update on the Cyber Camp happenings, Cyber Patriot Camp. So today we wrapped up day 4 of day 5. So there's the standard camp, if you recall, that's coming on this week, day, you know, Monday to Friday. The next week we're doing the advanced camp, Monday through Friday. And so we wrapped it up day 4, and so the first 4 days is just giving background information, going through activities and stuff like that. And then the 5th day, tomorrow, is going to be an actual competition then. So we're going to try and apply, we as they, are going to try and apply all the stuff they've kind of learned up to this point and see how well they can really do in a real situation. So some of the stuff we've covered since day 1. So day 1 we talked about a lot of Windows stuff, and you know, there's so we do some tech stuff, we do some activities that kind of demonstrate what we learned in the PowerPoint. I don't remember what we really covered in day 2. Let's see here. Day 3 was yesterday, and that's when we started getting into some of the introductory Linux stuff. So we showed them, so we're using VMware for the actual images. And so, you know, it's like, all right, here's Windows 10, close it out. Oh, let's open up Ubuntu, right? So for our Linux stuff, we're using Ubuntu 18. And so yesterday we kind of went over the basics, you know, what is Ubuntu? How do you do some basic navigation? So how to use, you know, here's the software package manager, like the visual one. I think it's just called Ubuntu software, something like that. And you know, here's the visual file explorer and stuff like that. And then we cover some basic terminal knowledge, so using, like, you know, the cd command, pwd, ls, rm, move, copy, and then going through and demonstrating, you know, how they're used, trying to explain how to use them, and doing some activities where, you know, they're given like a list of 8 questions, you know, how do you do this, what happens if you run this command, and they have to go through and do that. And then today it was just basically more Linux commands, so there are more file management based commands, so things like chmod, chown, a lot of that kind of stuff. And then it was adding groups and users, so like user add user, you know, user groups, add groups. There is no add groups, it's just group add. But that also covering some of the file system stuff. So slash se slash password, and you know, the shadow file, and groups and stuff like that, and how you get, you know, user IDs and group IDs. So just a lot of stuff like that. And I think people were probably all right for the most part following along yesterday, but I think some people may have gotten a little, I don't want to say lost, but a little, it's a little more challenging, I think, with the second day, because it's, a lot of this stuff is very new, and it's very hard to remember when you're first starting out, and it's hard to remember, you know, what does every command do, you know, all this other stuff, even with the little sheet that explains what each one does, you know, even with that kind of stuff, it can be challenging for anybody, you know, trying to learn any of this kind of stuff to remember what everything does. So it's really just about trying to repeat a lot of stuff. This is what ls does again, this is what ls does again, just to try and, you know, reinforce Well, a lot of the stuff does, well, a lot of it is, so that way as many people as possible can kind of understand what's going on. And hopefully a lot of people have a lot of good takeaway from it. I don't think we'll really know, but we can only hope. So we'll see how everyone kind of does on the competition tomorrow. I'm hoping that we'll really see some good progress being made on it. I don't know how much the instructors are really allowed to help during it, so that should be really interesting too, you know, depending on how much, because I don't think we're allowed to really help too much, so I think that's going to be really interesting to see how they handle that, having to maybe Google stuff or kind of go back and reread what they've kind of done. So we'll see how it turns out. It may not turn out great, it may turn out just fine, but we'll see. The advanced class starts next week then, and so I think it's, again, 4 days of kind of lecture and activities and stuff, and I think the last day there's a competition. If I'm not mistaken, I may be mistaken on that though. I am not sure what the advanced side of things cover. I can't really tell you. I haven't gone through any of the slides yet. I should probably do that, but I haven't. I'll probably do that this weekend, kind of figure out what everything's going to entail. So, looking forward to it, and we'll see how that goes.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, please check out some of my other episodes. Also, please share this podcast with some of your friends. I would love to grow the audience for it. If you'd like to leave any comments or suggestions to me, feel free to send me a message on Instagram @TheLoganR. I would love to hear from you guys. Thanks.